you go. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
Listen. Will you have Christmas dinner in jail? Now, will you have your Christmas dinner this Christmas in jail? Huh?
It is no secret that the Trump administration has, like, a lot going on right now. First of all, everything Trump has ever been involved in is being investigated. His company, his charity, his presidential campaign, his inauguration, his presidency. It's like he has the Midas touch, but instead of gold, everything he touches turns to crimes.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail. Ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Souped my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Really feels we're at a turning point in the Trump presidency. Not the point where he's turning himself in, but still, you can feel a change in the air right now. There's all kinds of new damning stuff. I mean, stuff you say in court kind of stuff coming out about Trump in court. Starting with former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. Cohen pleaded guilty to paying off porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal to influence the election. That is a felony, hence the whole go-to-jail thing.
Old Yeller was barking up quite a storm on Twitter this morning. The president released a trilogy of tweets about his former lawyer and friend, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for, among other things, illegal hush money payments made to Trump's mistresses during the campaign. Trump wrote today, "I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. He was a lawyer, and he is supposed to know the law. It's called advice of counsel, and a lawyer has great liability if a mistake is made." That's actually true. He didn't tell Michael Cohen to break the law. He paid him to break the law. He just winked and said, "I'm going to leave $130,000 on this table. It's not there when I get back. I guess it blew away." Basically, Trump is saying that when he told Michael Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, he assumed it was all legal and cool, which is interesting because I sort of remember back in April, I don't know if you remember him also saying this.
Congratulations to
Right. First it was I never had sex with those women. Then it was I never paid those women. Now it's I assumed it was legal to pay those women. Next week he'll say he didn't know they were women, and that's why he asked them to take off their clothes. And on top of all that, as if we don't have enough going on, there is now a new investigation into the president's inauguration. Federal prosecutors are looking at whether Trump's inaugural committee misused funds and/or took donations in exchange for access to the new administration. Trump's inaugural team has failed to account for much of the $103 million they claim they spent on the inauguration. At this point, I think the only remaining law Donald Trump hasn't broken is gravity. But Robert Mueller has a guilty plea from a Washington consultant who used a U.S. citizen as a front so that a prominent Ukrainian oligarch could go to the inauguration, which is illegal. And furthermore, what I find most damning is if they really did spend $103 million on this inauguration, how is it possible that the only band they could get to play it was Three Doors Down? I mean, the walls are closing in.
And after all those cheeseburgers, the walls don't have very far to go. Washington Post got their hands on a leaked copy of a report commissioned by the Senate Intelligence Committee, and there's some damning stuff in there. For instance, to help Trump in the election, the committee found that Russia used every major social media platform. Yes, Vladimir Putin even created his own Bitmoji.
Let's collude, American dude.
At this, he's fun. At this point, Trump faces 17 investigations, a legal assault unlike anything previously seen by any president. That's quite a distinction for Trump. No other president has had more big, beautiful investigations, okay? And they're naturals, okay, fellas? I'm telling you, if I had a dollar for everything I'm being investigated for, you'd never know because I won't show you my tax returns. But big naturals. Big.
The blues come falling. They fall like drops of rain. The blues come falling. They fall like drops of rain. I got to spend my Christmas locked up in jail again. Jail on Christmas Day again. Ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, baby, baby. Ain't that a pain? Oh, Santa, 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 come here to me. Oh, Santa, 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 come here to me in jail. Bring me a Christmas present, someone to go my bed. In jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain? This food here, Santa, it ain't fit to eat. This food here, Santa, it ain't fit to eat. Won't you come and bring me a plate of turkey meat? Jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain? The jailhouse blues have got me. They've got the best of me. The jailhouse blues have got me. They've got the best of me. My baby doesn't love me. I've got no Christmas tree. In jail on Christmas Eve again. Ain't that a pity? Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Now, what Trump needs right now is a good lawyer. Or Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani went on the Sunday shows and insisted that no one is guilty of any crimes during the campaign because those crimes weren't crimes.
Collusion is not a crime. It doesn't exist. Paying $130,000 to Stormy, whatever, and paying $150,000 to the other one is not a crime. If Roger Stone gave anybody heads up about WikiLeaks leaks, that's not a crime.
Slow down. I can't write down these crimes that fast. Okay, all right, there you go. Just transcribe that, please. Okay. And what does he mean, collusion is not a crime? Okay, I understand that the actual technical name of the crime is called conspiracy to defraud the United States. Okay, that's like saying, my client is accused of murdering his neighbor, but he merely stabbed him in the aorta with a fondue fork. Fondue forking is not a crime, Your Honor. Giuliani then went after Michael Cohen's credibility.
He's changed his story 4 or 5 times.
So has the president.
President's not under oath.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, John. No, if only presidents had some sort of ceremony where a judge had to swear them in before they took office. Mueller got Trump's written answers to his questions last month, and reportedly, Mueller now wants to interview the president, but Rudy says that's not going to happen.
Here's a special counsel. Does he want to interview the president?
Yeah, good luck. Over my dead body.
Trump is also fighting back himself against everything. Since Friday, Donald Trump has tweeted about China, Obamacare, the wonderful wife of Rod Blagojevich, Peter S., and the lovely Lisa Page, child separation, smugglers use the kids, witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt, hoax, and the Russian witch hunt hoax. It sounds really... That sounds...
Witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt.
That sounds like the collusion version of Duck Duck Goose.
Witch hunt, witch hunt.
Russian witch hunt hoax, Don Jr., you're it. One thing that really got Trump's goat was the plea deal Mueller struck with Trump's former lawyer and man whose doctor just delivered the bad news that he's going to live through this, Michael Cohen. Trump tweeted,
remember, Michael Cohen only became a rat after the FBI did something which was absolutely unthinkable and unheard of until the witch hunt was illegally started. They broke into an attorney's office.
First of all, they didn't break into his office. They had a warrant and they knocked. They're allowed to come in.
That valet just stole my car after I gave him my keys. Get him, get him.
And how about that?
Rat.
I like that he calls him a rat.
Never rat on your friends. And always keep your mouth shut.
Come out and shake it, you dirty yellow-bellied rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
I didn't rat.
No, you didn't rat.
Dirty yellow-bellied rat.
How you doing, President Trump? I would deeply appreciate if you would stop using mob terms like rat. It just makes wise guys like me look bad. Now, torturing a guy's head in a vice because he's short on the vig is one thing. But colluding with a foreign enemy or cheating on your third wife while she's pregnant? Well, that's just wrong. Besides, you don't see me using your words like no collusion or witch hunt or smocking gun.
Innocent people always describe their accusers as rats. Like Jesus said to Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane, way to rat me out, Judy. You're gonna sleep with the loaves and the fishes, see? And meh, Trump. Trump also got mad at the TV people.
The real scandal is the one-sided coverage, hour by hour, of networks like NBC and Democrat spin machines like Saturday Night Live. It is all nothing less than unfair news coverage, and Dem commercials should be tested in courts, can't be legal, only defame and belittle collusion.
Thank you.
Lord, please help Donald Trump. He is not a good man, but he is in trouble.
Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help Mr. Trump tonight. He's a nightmare, but he's all I got.
Please send an angel to help my Donald tonight. Oh, and I would also like a Cartier watch. Thank you.
But I don't think I can do this anymore. I might finally eat a salad and explode.
What seems to be the trouble, Donald?
Who are you? Stay back.
Relax. I mean you no harm. My name is Clarence, and I was sent here from heaven. I heard you were in trouble.
It's awful. Everything's falling apart. Sometimes I wish I had never been president.
A world where you were never president, eh? I think we can arrange that.
Wow, everyone looks so different. What are those things on their faces?
Those are called smiles.
Hey, Mr. Trump, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
It's President Trump, Sarah.
Oh, that's a good one. No, seriously, though, I just wanted to thank you for suggesting I go into PR. I've made so much money working for so many awesome companies like Facebook and Ashley Madison and the Romaine Lettuce Association. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Don.
Wait, Sarah isn't my press secretary?
I told you, Donald, you don't have a press secretary because you weren't elected president.
Mm-hmm, yes, hello, Mr. Child.
Kellyanne, my God, you look incredible, so healthy and vibrant.
Actually, that's because I'm no longer eaten from within by lies. Yes, and after we lost the campaign, the devil did give me my soul back, so... Excuse me, I have to go find my husband, who I do speak to now.
Wait, so Hillary is president?
That's right. In this reality, all she had to do to win was visit Wisconsin once.
But did they find her emails?
They did. They were all Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Hello, Father.
Oh, my sons, my boys, Don Jr. and Eric. Eric, is that a Rubik's Cube?
And finito. That's Italiano for finished.
What the hell is happening with Eric?
Well, since Eric doesn't run the entire Trump organization, he was able to attend adult education classes.
Uh-huh. Merry Christmas, Father. Or as they say in Spanish, Feliz Nasty Dad.
Well, still got a ways to go, buddy.
Donald, so nice to see you. How are you?
Melania, what happened to your accent?
Oh, I lost it after we got divorced. They said being around you all the time was hurting my language skills.
Well, you're still smocking hot. Yeah. Are you holding up okay?
Oh, yeah. I have a huge real estate empire now. I figured, you know, if Donald can do it, anyone can do it. And I'm happily remarried to Papa John.
And who is this woman?
Oh, don't you recognize her? This is your new wife, Hernia.
She was a suitcase girl in the Serbian version of Deal or No Deal.
It's called Potato or No Potato. And I did this.
Jackpot.
I'll say, I'm an angel, but I ain't no angel. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Trump, Merry Christmas!
Michael Cohen, shouldn't you be in jail after you flipped on me?
What? I would never ever flip on you. You're my best friend. And since it's Christmas, I just want to say that you taught me everything I know.
Oh, come on, Michael.
No, it's true. Every single thing I've done is because you've directed me to do it. And I hope everyone knows it. We're a team, like OJ and Cato, or Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Michael.
And I'll see you tomorrow at the grand opening of Trump Tower, Moscow.
But Clarence, what about my agenda, all the things I wanted to accomplish as president?
Well, that's the best part about not being president. You can still say the same stuff, build a wall, bring back coal, but you don't have to deal with the fact that all your ideas are impractical or insane. So Americans love you.
Wow, this is all so great. It's like Robert Mueller doesn't exist.
Oh, really? Hello, Mr. Trump. I've waited for this moment for a long time.
Mr. Mueller, I've been meaning to come to talk to you, but golf.
I have something for you.
Did you say subpoena or your final report?
No. Report? No. It's a picture of my grandson. I've been spending so much more time with him since I don't have to investigate some idiot for treason.
Wait, it sounds like you know I used to be president.
Oh, I know everything. Everything.
Wow, this night has put everything into perspective. I've had an epiphany. I guess the world does need me to be president after all.
Yeah, that was not the lesson at all.
I want to be president again. I want to be president again.
Listen, Donald. Every time a bell rings, someone you know quits or goes to jail.
So I am president again. It's a Christmas miracle.
No, not the lesson.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
We shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute, and you want to shut it down.
Last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No, no, no.
And then you opened it up very quickly. I don't want to do what you did.
20 times you are called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wall. None of us have said...
You want to know something? Okay, you want to put that on my... I'll take it, okay? You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely. And
disagree.
I am proud, I'll tell you what. I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So,
well, I will take the mantle.
I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
I believe you should
okay?
Shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
How do you feel? Are you worried today with the indictment of Michael Cohen that this could lead back to you now? I mean, he specifically named you in court.
Now, Michael, first off, individual one isn't me, okay? That's an individual, and he's one guy. He's one guy, we don't know who he is, and Michael was talking to him. I don't know who he is. I'll never know him. I'll never know individual one. No matter how hard I stare into the mirror, I'll never know him. I'll never really know him. Melania says she knows him. What's the next question?
The next question is,
come on, let's
go. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I don't need to tell you this, but Democrats took back control of the House, and now, you know, they have...
Excuse me. They took the House. We took the Senate.
Yeah.
And I told Chuck, and I told Nancy the other day, and they were at me from both sides. They were spit-roasting me with questions.
Well, I would just say, you know, if I could, Mr. President, you say you took the Senate. You had the Senate.
I had the Senate, and I took it back.
You lost the House. You had the House. You lost the House.
I never really lost the House because the House always wins. And we know that from a casino. We know it from a casino with the great Joe Pesci. And he gets put in that ditch. And that's going to happen to Don Jr. if he messes up. I'll tell you that.
Can I throw out some names of some potential 2020 opponents, maybe?
You can give me anybody you want. They're all going to lose. Okay. And even if I lose, I promise you, I will not concede.
Okay. What about Beto O'Rourke? A lot of people are talking about Beto O'Rourke.
Beto. Guy's a Beto male. He's a total Beto male. And he's a lanky guy, and he's got a big old neck apple. You know that neck apple?
Yeah, the Adams.
A neck apple, and Eve took a bite from the neck apple, and then the whole thing was screwed, so we can't have that guy.
Elizabeth Warren.
Snake.
Elizabeth Warren?
Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren took the bait. I don't know. Let me tell you, as I know a good guy named Anthony from Massachusetts who would say, never let someone from Massachusetts run for president, ever. Doesn't anyone remember Dukakis? Dukakis? Exactly.
What about Cory Booker?
Bookum, Dano. Let me tell you about Cory Booker. Guy's bald, big bald guy, and he likes the ladies. We all know that. He likes the ladies. Booker, he's got a big mouth, and he used to jump over there. He used to drive a car. T.J. Booker. Tough guy, T.J. Booker. And that guy totally resurrected his career from Star Trek. So unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Government scientists say there is an unparalleled period of warmth in the Arctic due to human-caused climate change. This marks the second Trump administration study in just a few weeks warning about dire climate change consequences. Remember, President Trump said he didn't believe the first one.
Frosty. We're worried about you.
Is this about my drinking?
No, you're made of snow, and the Earth is rapidly warming.
Fake news. I stand with President Trump on this one. MAGA!
But everyone knows global warming is a huge, imminent threat.
Relax, Snowflake. You're just brainwashed by the liberal media.
You're sweating an awful lot.
That's just season's greetings juice.
I think you're melting.
Everything's fine. Frosty the puddle, where are my eyes?
And it doesn't look like it's going to be a very jolly one for the President of the United States. Santa is bringing a stocking full of problems to Donald Trump. It has been a terrible holiday season for him. He's facing multiple criminal investigations. He's losing cabinet members. He lost the House. And on top of everything else, Trump is so frustrated right now. He wants to build that wall just to bang his head against it. He just...
Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me.
Next year we'll be going straight. Next year we'll be good, just wait. We start now, but it's too late. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. So you better be good, whatever you do. Cause if you're bad,
the preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.